Friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. A couple of technical issues getting on live with you. Today is Monday. It's June 30th, 2025. And I am actually broadcasting now at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Pacific. Many of you were asking me to adjust the hours because 9 p.m. was a little late for you. So hope that you're watching live. If not, thank you for joining the replay. Right now I am streaming live, and I want to thank all of you for being people who are able to read between the lines. And we are going to be analyzing Bob Kennedy's message, where he, out of one side of his mouth, said that he is going to cut federal funding to Bill Gates' vaccine company, basically called Gavi. And then out of the other side of his mouth, he actually said, well, why don't we do this? We'll listen to it together. And I'd like you to use your critical thinking skills. I am going to be stopping his message frequently to give you my commentary. If you don't like to have that kind of commentary, please just do an internet search and find Bob Kennedy's comments about Gavi, and you can watch that start to finish without any interruptions. Otherwise, I'm here to give you my commentary and analysis, because many of you are understanding that he is someone that is really untrustworthy. And I've been sounding the alarm about this man for several years. Some people didn't want to hear it. It clashed with their version of reality. They experienced what's called cognitive dissonance, and they got mad at me for pointing out the fact that he is in favor of these cocktails, as I call them. He only wants more of them to occur. In fact, he said that in his Senate confirmation hearings, that he wants to increase the uptake in vaccines, meaning more people should take them. Now, out of the other side of his mouth, he said, well, we need to look at the childhood schedule, and we need to determine if these are actually safe and effective. Well, that phrase rubs me the wrong way. Ask any parent, for example, my friend and Healthy American, Laura Hayes, who has appeared on this show before. I likely will have her back again. She is a frequent writer at ageofautism.com. Tomorrow, I'm going to read to you some of her latest comments and commentary, because she is a mother of three vaccine injured children. I'm just speaking the facts here, friends. One of them is actually quite severely harmed, and she has spoken about that publicly as well. Ask any parent about the change in their child's behavior when they suddenly became autistic after visiting the doctor for their well baby visit. So this concept of some of these poisons being safe really rubs me the wrong way. I'll tell you what else rubs me the wrong way. Let me know if you've seen this or have read about it as well. There are certain individuals that are very vigorously in support of everything that Donald Trump and Bob Kennedy do. They have set their critical thinking skills aside. In fact, not only have they done that, but they are criticizing those of us that are asking questions, going so far as to label those of us who are critical thinkers as we are supporting Big Pharma. We are the shills of Big Pharma for questioning RFK's flip-flopping because we want his MAHA to fail. First of all, I'm not going to use that word anymore. I mentioned in a previous video that MAHA rubs me the wrong way also, because it sounds like MAHA bone, which is the Freemasons, basically it's their Bible. And I did a video on that some time ago. I don't know which one it was. I've done lots of videos about Bob Kennedy. I have a whole playlist called RFK Jr. And I'm not saying that he is a Freemason or that he even knows about it, but why would they choose a word that is so closely related to Freemasonry, which is a secret society, and those in power are related to it in one way or another? If you haven't done a deep dive on that, the information is out there. There are plenty of people that have covered it, and you can do a deep dive. So I also don't care for this MABA, Make American Biotech Accelerate. The syntax is off, and you can only take these things so far. And then they had MOHA, Make Ohio Healthy Again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You can't make someone healthy. And why in the non-spinning world is it the government's authority? It's not the government's authority, whether moral or ethical or legal, to tell us what medicines we should take. That all should be in the private sector. Why would you take advice from anyone who has never examined you, who doesn't know your past history, you're just going to drive up to an anonymous person wearing a hazmat suit and have them inject something into your arm and the same dose for everyone in the line behind you. If you did that, probably on retrospect, you're like, that didn't really make sense. I think I was operating under fear or coercion. Because when you get right down to it, why is the government involved in any of this? So I'm going to give you a caveat, even though we're going to analyze this together. I think it offers us an opportunity for honing our critical thinking skills to actually listen to every word and not just look at the frosting on the cupcake. Because the frosting is what they want you to see and hear. And then the agenda that they want to get through is kind of buried inside the cupcake. That's the best analogy I can come with at the moment, come up with. In other words, they will feed you 99 truths in order to slip in a lie. I've done plenty of videos on this channel about not getting duped or bamboozled by the hoodwinkers. So I probably will replay that in the future because the telltale signs are so evident. You may be a person like me who just has a finely tuned meter for discernment. Some people would call that the BS meter. You know, I see things and I question them. And I don't care who it is, what their name is, what their track record is. And I hope people are questioning me as well in terms of the information that I'm presenting. If I have done something and I find that it was in error, I come back on and I say, you know what? My view on this has changed. So we have to look at these things and dig deeper. So that's what we're doing. But let me give you the caveat. I don't really want to spend a lot of time analyzing everything that Bob says and pointing out all of his flip-flopping. I don't believe that he is captured and that he has changed and turned. He has always been this way. He is on the record and has been on the record stating that he is in support of policies that will encourage all Americans to be human pincushions. That was several years ago. He also said that he is in favor of the government enforcing required, they call it mandated, required medical interventions if it can be shown that the benefit is more valuable than the risk. He put it in another way. He said, I'm not in favor of forcing unwilling Americans. I don't want to be called unwilling just because I'm standing up for myself. Unwilling Americans who refuse to get vaccinated unless we can show that that product is more helpful than harmful. Those are his exact words. I've got close to three dozen, I don't know how many videos these days, where I am showing you with his exact words. So I don't even want to spend that much time on this man because I don't want to even validate or give any kind of recognition to the government telling me what to do. Why would the government have the authority? It doesn't. To tell you that you must undergo a medical intervention such as this. That would be like the government telling you that you have to kill your baby before you deliver it, that there's too many people in the world, the earth is being harmed, and therefore they are passing a law that says you may be over a certain age, or maybe you already have some children, because there was a law that was being floated. I think it was in Connecticut. I did a video on that a couple of years ago where a state senator was introducing legislation stating that anyone over the age of 40 should not be able to have children. And anyone who already had, I think it was three children, should not be able to have a fourth. That sounds like communist China. And the reason I'm bringing this up, you may think that it's far-fetched and a slippery slope, but these serpents, that's what they are, public serpents, because they serve evil and they speak with the forked tongue. They don't have a right to impose these medical interventions on you. They don't have a right to do it on your children. Now they tie it to money so that your schools are getting federal funding in order to make sure that your child is a human pincushion. You want to know the irony in all of this, friends? Something that Bob Kennedy has never mentioned, at least in the many, many, many videos that I've researched and done on his background. He has never stated that he regrets the fact that his uncle, JFK, that he's always touting about, he's got the Kennedy DNA, and he's always talking about his uncle and his father and what they did. But he never points out the fact that JFK is the one who championed and signed into law the very first program called the Vaccine Assistance Program, something along those lines. And that was back in 1961. I think it came into law and started to take effect in 1962. So we're talking about, what is that, 60 plus years ago. This is what got the ball rolling for the federal funding for vaccines in public schools. And every state wanted to get their grubby mitts on this money. And it just got out of control, whereby they don't allow anyone to attend school, at least in California and many other states, unless they are a human pincushion many times over at a very young age. So why doesn't he ever say, gosh, I wish my uncle never did that? That is something that we need to get rid of, is the federal funding for these state programs. And I can do a deep dive on that. But again, I don't even want to give it a lot of airplay because it seems to sort of validate or give some kind of tacit approval that the government even has a right to tell us what to do in terms of injecting things into our body. It doesn't. So rest assured that you don't have to follow these things. Your children don't have to follow it. And the only place where it really gets sticky is if you are a foster parent, where you are taking care of a child that actually is under the authority of the state, or if you are participating in any kind of federally funded Medicare or Medicaid, and your doctor might not take you as a patient unless you have followed what the CDC and the HHS has said. So I just want to give those couple of caveats. If you have a loved one that's in a nursing home, for example, that's run by the government, you don't have a lot of say in that. I hope that you still will stand up for your rights. So having said all that, it's a huge caveat. I don't believe that what he is saying should impact any of us other than our tax dollars, but I am using this as a point of reference for critical thinking and how distressing it is that people that I actually thought were intelligent and able to read between the lines are completely just ignoring these latest ploys of Kennedy. One of them that I've covered several times on this channel, which is Kennedy wants all of us, he said every American, every, that means you and me and everyone that we know, everyone, all 300 and let's round it out to 50 million people, including children and the elderly, every American to have an injectable and be tracked. Now he's calling them wearables, but I'm going to change that word to the more accurate injectable because it's injected into your skin. There's a filament that goes into your skin and it sends wirelessly the information to your cell phone. So that's not good in my book. And where are all the freedom fighters calling him out for that? They're not. They're ignoring it. They're not even covering it on their Substacks. They're completely pretending it never happened. And I guess the only other thing they could say is they applaud it because they're unable to criticize Kennedy. In fact, what they say, I'll repeat what I said at the beginning of the broadcast, if you're just hopping on, there are those that are saying, people like me and others who are questioning legitimately what Bob is doing and what he is saying and what policies is doing and the double talk, that apparently we are serving Big Pharma. Oh, yes, I've been on this channel since 2020, serving Big Pharma. But on the other hand, I've helped people keep their job without the jab. I've helped them keep their life without dying because they didn't participate in these heinous crimes against humanity. And somehow now I'm serving Big Pharma, even though I emptied my pockets and put myself on several weeks of basically a sick bed because of the stress that I underwent suing the public serpents for their government overreach. And somehow I'm serving Big Pharma. I like them apples, friends. Them are pretty rotten apples. And I don't like to name names, so I'm not going to name names, but you can connect the clots for yourself. You probably read some of these Substacks. And maybe I wasn't being referenced individually, but I was being lumped into the group of those who question what Kennedy says and does. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we're going to look at his Twitter page and I'm going to share my screen and oops, let me make sure I'm hitting the right buttons here. And let's see if this brings up what I need. Here we go. So In its zeal to promote universal vaccination, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, has neglected the key issue of vaccine safety. I'm on Bob's Twitter page. This was 5 days ago, and I've been chomping at the bit wanting to cover this for you. And then he says, when vaccine safety issues have come before Gavi, it has treated them not as a patient health problem, but as a public relations problem. Now, I am going to actually play this, and I'm going to stop. Some of you have told me that you don't like to hear his voice. So, you know, maybe I won't have the sound on, and we will just look at the subtitles. Maybe that will work better, because some of you said you don't like to hear his voice. Okay, I'm pleased to have this opportunity to address the Gavi community. Keep in mind, this is what Bill Gates funds with his billions of dollars. And apparently, the Department of Health and Human Services funded this as well. I'm not in favor of our tax dollars going for this. If there are independent researchers that want to figure out what kind of drugs or whatever, go for it. I don't think you and me should be paying. Did I say that correctly? I don't think I should be paying for it. And I don't think you should either. We are living now in a time of upheaval, a time of popular revolt against established institutions that have lost the public trust. All right, hang on, time out. Friends, this has been the drum that he has been banging forever. I've done several videos called Regaining, Restoring the Public Trust, and this is very troubling to me because he's using a word incorrectly. When have you ever trusted the government? When have you ever trusted these agencies? Let's just throw out some of the alphabet agencies, the FDA, the CDC, Health and Human Services, the IRS, did I mention the FDA, the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, what have you, TSA. To say that these agencies have lost the public trust is a type of vocabulary maneuver, all right? This is a mind manipulation tactic to have you draw the conclusion, well, if we lost the trust, then that means we used to trust them. Well, no, I never did. Did you? So I don't care for this manipulative language that he has been using for years and that I have also been exposing for years. He said that includes medicine. President Trump and I are committed to earning it back. Friends, you know the slippery slope. I've spoken about it. You've made comments. You're very sophisticated and savvy. You're able to read between the lies. When he comes out and says, we've done it, you can trust us. We've done the gold standard science. We got rid of all the old players in the vaccine approval committee. We brought in new ones that want newborns to get the RSV shot, by the way. I'd probably have to cover that in another video. And then he's going to say, you can trust us. It's Bob. Or Bobby, as he likes to call himself, you know, so friendly. And then when he comes out with the junior jab, with the RFK junior jab, people are going to roll up their sleeves and get it because after all, they can trust him. Now, I hope that I'm wrong. I would love nothing more than to come on this channel and say, I was wrong. He actually got rid of all of these poisons. He stopped the harming of children because right now children are still following his first recommendation, which was follow the CDC schedule with all 100 plus jabs from the time the infant is in the womb all the way until they're 18 years old and then keep adding up from there when you're an adult. But through childhood, I counted up over 100 doses. So that's still up and running. Now, ideally, that will be scaled back, but as my friend Laura Hayes said, that's like saying, well, we're only going to beat you up Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You don't have to get beat up on Tuesday and Thursday. So we're scaling it back. Yeah. So no, I've never trusted the government. I don't intend on trusting it. I've been suing the serpents. And I don't know if they all start out that way or if they somehow become... I would say he has always been on this. He has been on the side of big government. I mean, he's a Kennedy. So no, I don't trust what he says. And his ex-wives don't either because he cheated on them. And so that's, you know, actions of an untrustworthy person. I don't like to get mixed up into people's personal lives and all of that. But this is a pattern that has been repeated and that demonstrates an untrustworthy person. So I don't know how you earn that trust back, especially when it was never there. He says, we will do this. We will earn your trust back by preserving what is honest, what serves our country and the world. Excuse me? The world? I don't understand that. And we will sweep away that which is not. Okay, some real big words that really mean nothing. Okay, there were no specifics. There was no plan. There was no explanation. He goes on to say, a major concern that I share with the president is how the World Health Organization and Gavi partnered together during the COVID pandemic. Is it legal to cough? Am I going to get a ticket from the cooties police? Yes. I have a different word for it, friends. Hogwash. To recommend best practices for social media companies to silence dissenting views, to stifle free speech and legitimate questions. Well, guess what? That's happening now from the other bloggers that have, they say, Trump is always winning. Trump is always winning. They can't allow you to question Trump or his policies or ask the legitimate questions of Bob. Otherwise, we're shills for Big Pharma. Well, I would like to know, am I getting a paycheck? Sure. At least I should get a paycheck, right? Yeah. So we're not allowed to ask legitimate questions. And we weren't during that period, he says. That's true. In addition, Gavi has continued to make questionable recommendations, encouraging pregnant women to receive the cooties cocktail. Now, friends, it's still on the Health and Human Services, on the CDC website, still says that pregnant women should get the cooties cocktail. So, Bob, you haven't made those changes. I've been pointing it out time and time again. Certainly, you could have one of your assistants take care of that, couldn't you? Isn't that rather urgent? Okay. Having said that, there is much that I admire about Gavi. All right, here we go. Oh, especially its commitment to making medicine affordable. Okay. You know what he means by medicine, don't you? Yeah. It's not, this is not medicine, friends. Hate to break it to you. There are still some people that are like, well, aren't some of them safe? Aren't some of them good? Do your research. On this channel, I've shared again and again and again. One of them is called Physicians for Informed Consent. Don't really care for the informed consent phrase, but the website's fantastic. Go there, be educated on every single shot. They have already done the research for you. If someone would drop that in a comment for me, Physicians for Informed Consent, that's the website. Free information that you can print, download, read, share, forward. So no, none of these are safe. And in my opinion, necessary. God didn't make a mistake. And I've talked about it before. If you're so afraid of getting whooping cough or the measles or the mumps or cooties or whatever, and you're isolating and you're quarantining and you're suffocating and all of that, yet you don't want to be exposed to it naturally, where your body has its own mechanisms to deal with, like the cilia in your nose and your even through your throat. There's all kinds of we don't even know the miracles of the body, but the theory is that our body fights these things off or integrates them so we become stronger over time. Yet you don't want that to happen naturally. You want the substance injected into your bloodstream. Riddle me that, Riddler. How does that make sense to anyone except for those that have been told it's necessary and important and it's medicine? We need to have a definition of medicine, Bob. So he's applauding Gavi and Bill Gates for making this medicine affordable to all the world's people. Gavi has done that part of his job very well. Well, I beg to differ. There are lawsuits from countries like India and others that are suing Gates for the harms that happened against innocent children because of this medicine. Unfortunately, in its zeal to promote universal vaccination, which he just said he approves of. That's what he just said. It has neglected the key issue of vaccine safety. Friends, those words should never go together. I have a better phrase. How about replace the word safety with the word danger or harm or risk? All of that sounds a lot better to me than sandwiching the word safety. This is another of his word plays. This is another mind manipulation vocabulary tactic to sandwich those words together. Now, he's not alone in this. Del Bigtree is a huge advocate of vaccine safety. And Steve Kirsch has an entire organization called the Center for Research for Vaccine. It's a fool's errand. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Let's eliminate that word safety and let's put in the accurate word, which is danger. It's not even a risk, it's a danger. It's a harm. When vaccine safety issues have come before Gavi, Gavi has treated them not as a patient health problem, but as a public relations problem. I don't know what that means. Let's see if he explains himself. One example is the DTP vaccine. All right, here's an example. That's the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, which is the whooping cough. Tetanus, all of the medical people have told me you don't need a shot for that. And the diphtheria, but they've combined them all into one vaccine now. So if you are at the hospital and you cut your foot and they want to give you a tetanus shot, chances are you're getting all of this. Let me know if you're one of the people that ended up having immune disorder issues after getting that. If you had swollen joints, if you had eczema, if you had problems breathing, and all of the other things that happen, just let me know. I would be very curious. He says, which... the DTP vaccine, which the developed world replaced a long time ago, so with the much safer DTaP. So let me correct my statement. I was using those the same. It still is the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. He just called it safe. Did you catch that? Hey, bloggers in favor of Trump and Bob, did you catch this sentence? You missed it. You didn't point it out when you were applauding this. You missed the point where he just told everybody that this is safe. Am I the only one that caught it? No, I'm sure my healthy Americans caught it. A landmark study in 2017. See, now that's what they do. They sneak in what they want to tell you that is safe. And then they go on with all of the other stuff that you want to hear. And hopefully hoping that you didn't hear that. And apparently many people didn't. A landmark study in 2017, highly regarded mainstream vaccine experts found that girls vaccinated with the DTP, okay, I'm not going to read that out loud, but you can see it. They had problems from all causes, higher deaths in the first 6 months of life than those children who were unvaccinated. Now, everybody's applauding that, including me. Yes, this is the information that we want, but we don't want it sandwiched in between the information that Gavi's doing a great job getting its medicine around the world and that the DTaP is safe. He said it. This guy just said it to you. Yeah, I know. I'm having a little live stream snark tonight, friends. The 2017 study was published by Elsevier, peer-reviewed journal, which collaborates with The Lancet and was funded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Denmark, okay, and the European Union. The authors of this study were five. Okay, so now he's giving us five international deities. They were gods. maybe the subtitles are off, of vaccine research. So now he's strengthening the position for all the Maha moms saying, yay, he's calling out Gavi, all of whom are strong vaccine proponents. Okay, so he snuck that in again. We should listen to these strong vaccine proponents. The study therefore concluded, and I quote, all currently available evidence suggests that the DTP vaccine may more children from other causes than it saves from diphtheria. Excuse me. Hang on. This is one of his calling cards. This is his line in the sand. I played videos for you previously, and I mentioned it earlier in this live stream, that he believes all Americans should be required to become human pincushions if it shows that the benefits of the shot outweigh the risks. His words exactly, 2019, and has gone on for the last several years, most recently in front of the Senate saying, vaccines have saved millions of lives. I want more people to take vaccines. I'm going to promote the CDC schedule. And the Operation Warp Speed was fantastic, amazing. And I'm so glad it happened. Those were his words, okay? What he has said all along is he wants safe vaccines where the benefits outweigh the risks. There's always the risk. Ask any mom who has a child that has been damaged from this. But he is going to tell us, well, the risks of this disease are higher than the risk of the shot. He just said it. So let's play that again. This is what he is. Okay. The study therefore concluded, this is what he's standing on. And this is what I'm rejecting. And I quote, all currently available evidence suggests that the DTP vaccine may harm more children from other causes than it saves from diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis. So that's his calling card. Even if some children are harmed, if the numbers show that more don't get that disease, he's in favor of it. How about you? I have a feeling you might be in opposition to that. Gavi has nonetheless promoted the DTP vaccine heavily in developing countries. It's now the most popular vaccine in the world, despite, you see his hand gestures there, despite peer-reviewed research. I don't know if that's innocent or if he's signaling something, but there he goes with his peer-reviewed research by eminent scientists, associating it with very high increases of very high in all-cause mortality among children. When the science was inconvenient, Gavi ignored the science. I call on Gavi today to re-earn the public trust. There's his calling card again. Re-earn it, because we always trusted Gavi and Bill Gates, didn't we? Re-earn it. And to justify the $8 billion, yeah, that's another one of their numbers, eight, like the $80 to have your injectable that is going to go to Casey Means, one of his pals there, that America has provided in funding since 2001. And I'll tell you how to start taking vaccine safety seriously. Wow, this is so jam-packed with all of his catchphrases. It's stunning. You asked me to break it down for you, friends, so that's what we're doing. Consider the best science available, even when that science contradicts established paradigms. The best science available. Who determined that, Bob? You? The HHS? The CDC? The NIH? All your cronies there? Who exactly determines what is the best science available? And that doesn't mean it's the best science. It just means what's available. He goes on to say, until that happens, the United States won't contribute more to Gavi. I applaud that. Yes, I'm in favor of that. I told you I would applaud those actions and policies that deserve it, but I don't care for all the subterfuge underneath. All right, let's continue. Define success, not just in terms of the number of vaccines delivered, but on their rigorously measured overall impacts. I disagree. This again is where he's going to say, well, you know, 10% of the people died, but 90% didn't get whooping cough. Yeah, right. Business as usual is over. Unaccountable and opaque policymaking is over. Oh, the MAHA moms are eating that up. I invite all of you to join us in a new era of evidence-based medicine. So you mean none of that other medicine had any evidence to support it at all? Like, I don't care for these sweeping generalizations. It's a faulty logic. He would never stand up in a debate. It just, he doesn't have it. All he has are the catchphrases. Gold standard science. What is gold standard? Would someone define that for me? Is that like the Trump gold card? Now, he also announced with one of his cronies there in HHS that there is a gold standard initiative. I'll have to cover that in another video. Although, as you can tell, I'm getting tired of covering this because it really has no impact on my life. I'm not going to participate. I just want to remind all of you that government doesn't have the authority to impose these jabs on you. Integrity. Yes, a man of integrity standing before you, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, having millions of people believe that he was anti-cocktail, only to say that he's been fiercely pro-vaccine, and to be pounding this drum of vaccine testing, which enriches Big Pharma, because they're the ones that are going to get money from HHS to run these trials. And that means more children are going to be injected because it's going to be tested on children. So it enriches Big Pharma and it harms children. And that's what he wants. There should be an immediate moratorium. They should all be pulled off the shelf and start from scratch if you really, truly are stating that that you want safety. Thank you very much. There you have it, friends. So let me take a look at what you are saying. If I can get my screen back up here. Whoops, let me exit that. Stick with me, friends. Okay, and I want to see what you have to say here. Kathy says, thanks, Peggy, for saving my blood pressure and not making us listen to him. Well, you said, friends, you didn't want to. So what about Scott from NYC? What about platinum standard? Oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. I love it. You understand really what's going on here. Valerie says they go by peer-reviewed studies, but the peers change and so do the studies. You're absolutely right. Curious Georgia says it's like, oh, let me show you what I'm reading here. Curious Georgia says it's like a gold toilet. I think Trump has one of those. We're going to need a barter network, folks, from Texas. You know, you are so right. And the reason the government wants to get rid of cash is because they can't tax it. Like garage sales and all of that. Do you know in the city of Long Beach, you have to have a permit to run a garage sale? They're still imposing the cooties protocol. Yeah, somebody sent me the permit. And you can only have one like a limited period of time. And of course, they want you to send in your tax money for what you sold. It's absolutely ridiculous. Darren says, even talk like this behind closed doors. Yeah, so you can imagine what's going on. Rhonda says, no medications or jab juice. And she goes, I have to assist her with the algorithm. She says, benefits, none of those so-called benefits outweigh the risks. And ask, talk to any parent who has actually been through that. And Texas says, all cocktails are now mRNA. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I do want to make this point. That's another one of their calling cards, their catchphrases, that we're going to get rid of the mRNA. People are afraid of that. It's like, we're going to get rid of the thimerosal in the flu jab. That's not the point. The point actually isn't what's in them per se, because they're going to tell you, guess what, friends? It's Hershey's chocolate syrup. Step right up. It's going to make you sweeter, healthier. That's not the point. The point is the government doesn't have the authority to tell you what to do. I don't even understand when they come out with these recommendations and all of that. Who? Why? It doesn't make sense to me. So the push toward, well, we're going to get rid of the mRNA. People are going to go, well, great. Then I'll definitely get the flu jab. No, do more research. Figure out why it is you are being exposed to this. Well, I know why you are, but think about this message that is just being pounded into people's brains that God made a mistake. You and your body don't know how to handle the flu. And they'll make it very scary. And they'll tell you that all about the cases of people dying. And it is tragic. I personally know someone who her husband passed away, they said from pneumonia, but I don't know what happened in the hospital. So we don't really know what happened. But it's always sad when there is a passing. So I'm not minimizing that at all. It does happen. And I don't know why everyone else should have their life put at risk. For, you know, my putting on a raincoat does not keep anyone else dry. I've said that. That's one of my catchphrases that I think is valid. Okay. Rodney says, I'm 64 and on no medication, a true pure blood, just full of natural remedies. And the plant thereof shall heal. So that is quoting from the Bible, I believe. And he said, thank you, Peggy. Well, thank you, Rodney, for being on board and for offering that comment. And I'm so grateful for everybody here and participating in our community. So as we wrap up, I am going to be broadcasting at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. And I realize I can't find a time that's perfect for everyone. This works well for me. And many of you asked for me to go a little earlier. So that'll help me get to bed a little earlier as well. And then my videos are going to be Monday through Thursday from here on out. I have been broadcasting 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, sometimes two videos a day, three videos a day since 2020. And I have such a library, a vault actually, of materials for you to learn from. And what happened is many people are saying, Peggy, I can't keep up with your videos. You're so prolific. You're broadcasting every day and I can't tune in all the time. And I thought, well, I don't want my information to be lost and I don't want my prolific production to be you know, overlooked, and that's not the right work, right word. I want to be able to deliver videos that people want to watch and have the time to watch. So I figured if I do 4 videos a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can tune in or you can catch up on the weekend. And then I personally am going to take a long weekend break from the headlines, from social media, from YouTube, because I need that for my own joy of living. And I encourage you to do the same. That's where we have control over our health, how we sleep, what we eat, what we think about, what we expose ourselves to, which is why I didn't want to play his voice. And I don't even want to cover that much of Bob, although tomorrow I do want to bring you a very good analysis from my friend Laura. And then I do have an update about other public servants in terms of Andrew Dodo, who stole the dough and gave it to his daughter Doe to the tune of 10 million bucks of dough. And he is supposed to go to federal prison, but more slimy tactics and more of these criminal activities are being uncovered. And I'm going to bring that to you on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I promised this to you last week. I didn't have time to get to it. We're going to do my very first unboxing video. I have not even opened this. This is all of my natural dental care products that I ordered online. And I have a funny story to tell you about a different product that I got previously, not in this box, and what happened to me. I'm going to tell you all about that on Thursday. Probably will be a live stream. And I want to save you any embarrassment. I'll just leave it at that. So that'll be Thursday. So that's the new schedule. And I'll be keeping that from here on out until I make any other changes. So Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific, live streams, as well as all brand new content uploaded. And then from time to time, I probably will have a top hit if I need to rest my voice or I'm traveling. And so many of you, when I replayed my top hits, you had seen them for the first time. So there is value. And for those of you that are here day in, day out, my lovely moderators, Rhonda, Valerie, and so many others that are in the chat, I so appreciate you. If you see it a second time or even a third time, hopefully you garner more information. And I always learn more even when I listen to my own videos a second or third time. So wrapping up for now, friends, I hope you know how much I appreciate you. And if you would just double check that you are subscribed, because YouTube still is playing a little funny business, and it helps so much when you leave a comment and share the video, like the video, all of that helps me get my message out to more people. Thanks again for being on board. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And always over at the Substack, I have a write-up, and that's peggyhall.substack.com. The reason I'm always mentioning it is because if for some reason YouTube doesn't like my content and it takes this channel down, that's where to find me. And then I'll be able to stay in touch and let you know where we go from here. So thanks, everybody. Share the video, especially with those that are saying that those of us that are questioning Bob and Trump somehow are shilling for Big Pharma. That's such a low, classless, I don't know if that was made in jest, but it's not even valuable. I mean, it does nothing to move the conversation forward. You want to have a conversation? Bring your evidence. Say what he's doing, why it's so great. Talk about these other things that you're ignoring. But to do a dig like that, no, healthy Americans don't do that. All right, take care, everybody. And I'll see you tomorrow.